The Torah tells us in Parshas Shlach what is, I think, something incredibly intriguing, and I'm sure that many of us have probably wondered about it a little bit. We know there's some discussion as to whether when the Meraglim are sent initially, whether they're sort of doomed from the start. One can already intuit, one can look in the Psukim and see that something was off already from the beginning. Or rather, maybe in the beginning they were really, as Rashi emphasizes in one place, oh so shah, at that time they were really ksherim, they were all good, and rather something along the way went off a little bit. It seems clear, though, in what is a very well-known pasuk, that Moshe at least has certain reservations, because the Torah tells us, "Vayikra Moshe laHoshea ben Nun Yehoshua," that Moshe changes the name of Hoshea to Yehoshua, and Rashi quotes from Chazal Gemara Maseches Sota, why did Moshe change Yehoshua's name? Hispala alav kal Yoshiacha me'atzas meraglim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous on some level. How's Yehoshua going to do on this trip? And because he's nervous as to how Yehoshua is going to do, he decides he's going to daven specifically for Yehoshua. Many of the Mefarshim are somewhat bothered by this. Why exactly is Moshe davening only for Yehoshua? Why not daven also for Kalev? The Gemara tells in Maseches Sota also, via Vo ad Chevron, that the Gemara darshens that Kalev himself went to Chevron to daven at Maras Machpelah. He didn't have a Moshe Rabbeinu davening for him. Kalev had to do it on his own. Why was he davening specifically for Yehoshua and not for Kalev? And some are bothered by a slightly different question, which is why he's davening only for Yehoshua. Why not daven for the other Meraglim? What exactly is going on with the special tefillah for Yehoshua? And why are some other people left out? As an example, the Or HaChaim writes here in the beginning of the Parsha, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Or HaChaim writes that we know that the Gemara tells us in a couple of contexts, the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel, the Gemara Brachos, Daf Zayin Mabez, that a person's name indicates a whole lot. And a person's name on some level influences and impacts their destiny. And says the Or HaChaim that that's why, if you look, or really what the Bartanura writes, that all the names of, that the names of the Meraglim are Shemos Michu Arim, they're gross names, they're names that are indicating that the Meraglim are doing something inappropriate. And that's why the Or HaChaim explains that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the name, something was off as far as the legacy of these people, and that's why he decided specifically to change Yehoshua's name, and not just to daven for him, to add a Yud, to give him the koach to the Or HaChaim, to stand up against the 10 Meraglim that were going to go against him. But again, even for the Or HaChaim, so the tefillah had to be a change of name. But why specifically for Yehoshua? Why not for other people also? Why not change everyone's name, and why not daven for others? Why specifically daven for Yehoshua, especially if he saw that something was off already from the beginning? So there are a couple different mahalchim that we will suggest. One mahalach is to start off as follows. If you look in the Maharal in Gur Aryeh implies, if Hartman notes this in the footnote, that it wasn't tefillah only for Yehoshua. There was a special additional tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu offered for Yehoshua, but in truth there was a tefillah that was also offered for Kalev. There was a tefillah not limited only for Yehoshua. Why, asked the Maharal, did Yehoshua merit a special tefillah? So that, says the Maharal, is for a side reason. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven, wanted all the Meraglim to do well, but he was especially nervous about Yehoshua. Because, Maharal doesn't use this phrase exactly, but the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And if everyone knows that Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest Talmud is Yehoshua, and Yehoshua comes back, and Yehoshua falls prey to what the Meraglim say, and Yehoshua ends up struggling, so then what's going to happen is everyone's going to look and say, you know, the Gnai Gadol Yesh La'Adam Shetalmido Eino Kehogen, that it looks bad for a person if his Talmud falls off and if his Talmud is not doing well. And because Moshe was more nervous, what would happen if Yehoshua didn't do well? What would that reflect upon me? So Moshe decided to utter some sort of an extra tefillah for Yehoshua, that let Yehoshua do well, let it not reflect poorly upon me. The Meshech Chachma has a slightly different idea. The Meshech Chachma says the special tefillah for Yehoshua was because Yehoshua was the one in Parshas B'Shalach that fought against Amalek. Yehoshua was a war hero for the Jewish people. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on the side, Yehoshua is the one that comes, and Yehoshua does very, very well. And Yehoshua is able to be successful. And says the Meshech Chachma, Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous that if Yehoshua, the war hero, would come back, and he would say, you couldn't do it, I'm not sure we could fight and we could be victorious, that people would get very, very hesitant. People would say, I'm not sure if we could do it ourselves. And therefore, Yehoshua needed a special tefillah. It was so important. All the Meraglim were important, but Yehoshua was all the more important. Because if Yehoshua had been on the side of the Meraglim, had Yehoshua been the one that said, we can't do it, it would have reflected especially poorly, or it would have been a terrible thing for Klal Yisrael, because they would have said, if even Yehoshua, the person that led us in battle, was able to be successful, was able to be nervous and hesitant about us going, so all the more so they themselves would be very nervous. So the first we've seen so far is that Moshe davens for Yehoshua, he changes his name. What Yorah Chaim says is because you need to change his destiny a little bit. The names of the Meraglim were not names that made him feel so comfortable. You need to change the name of Yehoshua. Why specifically for Yehoshua? The Maral says Yehoshua needed an extra tefillah so that it wouldn't reflect poorly upon Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meshech Chachma says Yehoshua needed extra tefillah because since he was the war hero, there was a little bit of a concern that if Yehoshua wouldn't have come back with this confidence, if we could win, that people it would be very, very bad for Klal Yisrael. They would lose their own confidence also. There is an additional mahalach that the Babich Rebbe has, Mekut Yisichos, and Chilat Ches, one that's based on a comment of the Or HaChaim later on in the Parsha, where the Or HaChaim seems to really have a bit of a different idea. And that's as follows. Why is Moshe daven for Yehoshua and not daven for Kalev? So if you look later on in Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, that when the Rabbono Sholem is speaking, the Rabbono Sholem praises Kalev. V'avdi Kalev ekev haisa ruach acheras imo. That Kalev is referred to as an Eved, as the Eved of Hashem. Ruach acheras imo is a different kind of spirit. And the Or HaChaim wonders, how come when the Rabbono Sholem praises Kalev after he's able to withstand all that the Meraglim did, why does the Torah only praise Kalev? Why not also praise Yehoshua? Yehoshua and Kalev both stood up to the Meraglim. Kalev maybe more forcefully, but how come only Kalev gets a special praise of being the Eved Hashem? How come Kalev is referred to as having Ruach Acheras Imo? And what the Or HaChaim suggests is as follows. He says, you know, what Yehoshua did was really not as impressive, because what Yehoshua did was really just, he was protected by the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the tefillah of a tzaddik, the Or HaChaim writes, has the ability, yesh koach betfilas hatzadikim gam lebechina zo, ki beso tzaddik Moshe b'yiras Hashem, that Yehoshua was really protected. And Yehoshua's success was because he was close to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him. What was amazing about Kalev is that Kalev really did. Kalev had to go to Maras Machpelah, Kalev had to daven. Kalev was the one that was pulled in different directions. He heard what the Meraglim were saying, and Kalev said, you know what, I need to go somewhere, I need to get chizuk, I need to be able to be more successful. The Lubavitch Rebbe elaborates and takes this idea one step further. It's according to the Sefer Shulchan Shabbos, also here in Parsha Shlach. The Lubavitch Rebbe says, you know, there are different kinds of people in this world, and there are different modes, different ways that that people can be successful. Yehoshua's success was top-down. He was close to Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe was able to give through a tefillah, through Ribbono Shel Olam, to be able to protect him. And that's a certain kind of protection. But in a certain sense, that's an avoda which Yehoshua had, and it's one form of avoda. He was the one that never left Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. His strength came from a certain connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. On the other hand, Kalev's strength, and this is why Yehoshua needed tefillah, because Yehoshua's whole strength was, it came from, his godless came from his connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kalev, on the other hand, was a person whose strength came bottom up. Kalev was a person that on his own was able to achieve, on his own was able to be more forceful against the Meraglim. He was not going to benefit as much from the tefillah of Moshe, as much as he on his own was going to do what he had to do to be able to be successful. Each pathway, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, has certain strengths. There are strengths to be the kind of person that thrives through the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It allows a person to connect to that which is more elevated. But sometimes that path of Yehoshua isn't as independent, and really, it's not always the kind of path which is able to win over people the same way. It's not always as involved in the prit pratim of all that happens down here lower in this world. The Kalevs of the world, so maybe sometimes they can't have the connections to the Moshe, and maybe there are levels in a certain sense they won't be able to reach because it's not coming top down. But what they do on their own. And they're worthy of being called the Avdi Kalev, in Eved Hashem, because they themselves were people that were able to accomplish it. And Kalev is the one that's able to silence the people. V'yaz Kalev Esa'am, Kalev can silence them, and Kalev can say, Alo Na'aleh, that we can really do it. The people, Kalev, because he did it on his own, was a person that understood people, he was able to relate to people, and he was able to really elevate them. So Moshe's tefillah for Yehoshua, according to this Mahalach, is not because he didn't care about Kalev. It's because he understood the unique avoda of Yehoshua as opposed to the avoda of a Kalev. Kalev's pathway in this world was to do it, not through a tefillah. Kalev's pathway was to be able to work on his own, to be able to achieve it. So he opened up with a very important question. How exactly is it that Moshe davened only for Yehoshua? We saw that according to Maharal, maybe Moshe davened for everyone, but Yehoshua needed a special tefillah. Let it not reflect poorly upon Moshe, that his Talmud wasn't able to withstand the temptations. For the Meshech Chachma, let it not reflect poorly upon Klal Yisrael, that if Yoshua, the war hero, lost confidence, Klal Yisrael would also lose confidence. And the last idea, based on the Or HaChaim, later in the Parsha, and the Baba Cherebi, that there are different pathways, different ways that people achieve success. Some through relationships with their Rebbeim, or some through a top-down kind of an approach, and some on their own are able to work hard from a bottom-up kind of a model. Kalev's pathway to success was not going to come through a tefillah from Moshe Rabbeinu. For Kalev to be v'avdi Kalev, ekev haisa ruach acheres imo, he had to v'avo al Chevron. He had to go by himself to Chevron, to Davra Marsach Pela, to forge his own personal relationship, and to be able to be successful. In life in general, we need sometimes a little bit of Yoshua and a little bit of Kalev, a knowledge of when it's important to build upon relationships and to go top-down, and when it's important bottom-up for us to build ourselves into people with a certain sense of independence. Maybe we all be zochah to follow the pathways of Yoshua and Kalev to achieve success, each in our own way.